Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. This is Yad and this is Ayadan. Here is Ras Ayadonis, the Far Eye LOJ, the Line of Judah Society here for Friday. The Ras Fry Podcast here, the Friday Podcast, the TJIF, thank Jah, Ras the Far Eye. It is Friday Podcast right here. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. Eternal greetings, Tainai Stalin.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay.
And here, according to the tribe right here is daughter of the house, the mother of the house, lighting the lights that initiates and starts the Shabbat time, and the bracha, the blessing, the word, sound, and power. Shabbat Shalom.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. A song for days already inside your home.
Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amla. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbed ken. Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
Must I rise up to chant? Yes, I am being the eyes.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah, Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Zalele Akrava. set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Sila, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Shabbat shalom, send us salam, Ms. Paha, fam, Ms. Paha, yes I, Rastafari students, yes I, disciples of the King of Kings Christ, Shabbat shalom to the fam, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, yes I, Jah bless, send us salam, Beta Seb, Shabbat shalom, Ms. Paha, Ms. Paka, Ms. Paha, family, the family circle, I. Together to gather right here on the ear and in the iris. So here for this TJIF, the Rastafari, the Friday podcast here, as we at the eve right here, the eve, evening and morning, one day. So here the eve, looking forward to the Shabbat day, coming forward. So here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 69. I'm going to ride up on Psalm 69, very interesting psalm right here, and go through the Royal Amharic and getting some of the details here as we compare and contrast, you know, side by side, the KJV and the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. So that's coming forward, Jah willing, looking forward to that for this TJIF. And here we're in the 25th sabbatical for Shabbat Tav, or some would enunciate it as Shabbat Tav. Tav, Tav, command. Bamarinya Nemharik Izazacho, for Senbet Izazacho. Sabbath command them. Shabbat Tav, Sabbath command. Also, in the Shavua, 16th and 17th here in March, according to Gregorian 2022, that was Purim, Purim. Now, it's interesting, Purim, we didn't touch too much in this season on Purim, or the feast, the festival of Lots. Now, it is observed, but it's not one of the commanded by Jehovah, right? So, you know, the commanded ones, we should keep that which is commanded, but also the other gathering remembrances like Purim are important to build and till on. But here in the season, we have the fast, you know, the fast, the great fast. Also, fasting is a theme in today's daily psalm. Interesting, according to the royal order, how Psalm 69 rises up. But just giving one to overview right here, 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 hopefully on this podcast right here on the air and in the IRIT. But Mekai and I ride up. We're going to ride up with the six psalms, right? Actually, seven of them, but the first six psalms, Psalm 90, 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29 for the Kabbalat Shabbat, the Kabbalat, Kabbalah, Kabbalah to receive, Bamarinya, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, the Hebrew Kabbalah, the Amharic Kabbalah, to receive, or the welcoming of the Shabbat. So the Psalms 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29, then after the Ana Bekoa, right, a mystical Kabbalistic poem concerning the attributes of Jehovah and the Lekha Dodi, the welcoming of the Sabbath chant. Then we have the Sabbath psalm, the psalm appointed for the Sabbath day, Psalm 92. And then we seal up right here on the Friday Eve, the beginning of the Shabbat time, we seal up with the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So we have Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. Then we have the Sabbath psalm, Psalm 92, and then the Friday evening psalm. So this here, before we go forward with today's daily psalm, Psalm 69. And here, the first words and the reasons for the first words and the Shabbat time right here. After this word sound, we'll have Benjamite with the tune in the Sabbath day, the Shabbat day.
Vayekulu. 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 From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekulu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZeva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekulu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZeva'am. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayekol Elohim bayom haShavi'i me'lakito asher asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota bayom haShavi'i mikol me'lakito asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayevarek Elohim et yom haShavi'i, vayekadesh oto, ki vova shavata mikola melakito, asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath. That is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Yirei Shan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said, Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikolu, the Vayikolu, Vayikolu, and, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikolu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the He, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod He Weh He. The passage here, known as the Vayikolu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. Vayikolu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaTzva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayikol Elohim VeYom HaShivi'i MeElaikato Asher Asa. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishavota VeYom HaShivi'i MeKol HaMelaikato Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et Yom HaShivi'i Vayakadesh Oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShivi'i, and sanctified it. Vayakadesh Oto, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la isot 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 isot
Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Here, Benjamin with the Vayikolu. Here, in the passage from Genesis. Yes, I rise up the chant. Isis.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat. Shabbat,
Shabbat,
Shabbat, instructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day. Shabbat, yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
I'm duty free from my responsibility for servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I diverge? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one. It's a way of strengthening, fear you not. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever paid full. Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid full. Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid full. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, have vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, have vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, have vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
You live the life you love. You love the life you live. Everything you have in mind, I will give. Ooh-wee. Breathe in, I bring from Jack to all.
Jah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Asesigabu, kainatuna hizvu,
Bechibret Yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu. As they enter the Kedase. Kainatu na Hizbu. The priest and the people. Bechibret in Ainati. Yemiyazemutno. Shall sing, shall chant, Isis.
And you're here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, for the welcoming Kabbalat Shabbat, the receiving of the Sabbath here. The six Psalms, we have Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29.
Besama'ab, we'weld, we'menfes kedus, ahadu, amlak.
This is for the right hand of fellowships, the Chabarim, yes, I. Rise up the chant.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbutz, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen, that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he comes. For he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
Lord, so give unto Rastafari, yo, he mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. Amen.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on it.
I say, give unto Rastafari, yo, he mighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Sanbet Salam, Sanbet Salam, Sanbet Salam, Sanbet Salam, Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Sanbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
I'm on the road again. It's me, Jack. I'm going to be your friend. Abraham.
Thank you. Yes, I. The solid gold right there is here with Cha is mighty. But right there, the vocalization. Leonard Spiral Dylan, the Ethiopians, vocalizing Cha is mighty. That was a take two there. And then on the David Solid Gold, you know, the Hebrew, the Rastafari Yehudi, Rastafari Jews. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, let's ride up with the Ana Bikoa, this Kabbalistic chant right here, you know, known as Ana Bikoa. Like 42 words, the attributes of he who he be, hear this. That's God. Shema.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear the English, the Sharona translation. Yes, God, hear this.
Ana Bikoach, we beg thee, I. Ana Bikoach. Gedulata Yiminaka Katir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulata Yimineka, Tatir Zerura, untangle our anointed fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver Arina Ta Amika, Zangaved, Tahereinu, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Sagaved, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka. Those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre. Barkeim. Tahare Racheme Sidk Atekta Tamid Al Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity them, Barkeim Tahare Racheme Sidk Atekta Tamid Tamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida Ge'e Le'ameka B'ne Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, atenu. Yodea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for
I've been
to whom praise is due forever.
Elk at the hint. Fetish. Dish.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule?
Where does it rule?
Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
And hear the leka, 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 come, dodi, come, my beloved, wadada, doda, dodi, come, my beloved, come, my friend, to meet and greet the Shabbat, Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Send it shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Lecha dodi, dodi, dodi. Lecha dodi, likrat atala. Bnei Shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat atala. Bnei Shabbat, nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai Sinai was heard. Wa echad da ushmo echad echad wa hiubi uibi Jehovah Yehya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'l'tifereta, W'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. L'kadodi l'krati akala, b'nei shabbati n'kabala. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lecha dodi likrati atala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Bnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, the I Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride.
Lekha doti alikarati akala Pene shapati anikavala In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive El Elohim, steep, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim Chanting our praises, I and I eyes is to his holy, his Isla name We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I, and I welcome thy day, We and I welcome thy night. Lekha doti alikrati kala Bnei shabati nikabala Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath ha-shabbat The senbet greet, greet.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Haile, 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 Haile Selassie.
Bemez mor dawi, zetna hule. Besma abo wel wemen fes kalu sahadu amla amen. Kibar la kalu, kibar la tiltu, kibar la hayru, kibar la kedama wi hayru la. Ja, Rastafari.
Aja ja weya. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the tenth string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bet Selam.
6 days shall thou labor, and the 7th day take thy rest. Shabbat shalom, shemet salam, and that was Ras Anbesa with the army Gideon, rising up the chant, the Shabbat shalom, the Senbet salam chant, even the Psalm 92, appointed for the Sabbath day according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. Yes.
6 days shall thou labor, and the 7th day take thy rest.
Here's the psalm.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works! And thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Kabbalat Shabbat chant, Psalm 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29. There we have seven psalms for the Sabbath, to initiate the Sabbath, including the sabbatical psalm. And then seal up right here on the Eid, Friday evening, looking forward to the Shabbat day. Here, 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 we have Psalm 93, sealing up the Friday evening, Shabbat Shalom, looking forward to the day.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Study this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Here we have the 25th sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong for this Shabbat. Here we have Sal in the Hebrew, ancient pointing enunciation Sal, modern pointing Sal. Bamarinya in Amharic, we have Izizacho. For Senbet, Izizacho. In Amharic, for Shabbat, Tzal. So here, the Sabbath command. Here, we continue here in the second reading in the third book of Moshe, the handbook of priests, the handbook of the Kohanim or the Levites, generally speaking, the Levites. All of the priests, according to the pattern, all the priests are sons of Aaron, Aaron the first Moshiach, who is the first Christ in the Bible. If Christ is to say Messiah, anointed one, well, Aaron and his sons, thus the likeness, the pattern in the new covenant, in the Brit Chadash, the Aris Kidan, according to the glory of his divine master, Ketamah, we have the Selassie. So we're studying the pattern right here, and we're going to rise up right here for a little bit of a reasoning before we go more into today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, into the royal Amharic of today's daily psalm. So taking heed according to the pattern means we overstand from the literal type to the figurative type. And we'll put into perspective what some assume, that this Bible is just all metaphors. No, there are metaphors. There's the literal, there's the earthly type, the natural type, and then there's a metaphysical type. In fact, the root of the metaphysical is the phi cycle, from low degrees to high degrees. And here's a sample of what we mean according to the way of the divine majesty, Ketamah, Haile Selassie. Hear this right here from Psalm 141. Yes, I, and get the Aishans, the prayer and the praise. Hear, hear this.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice.
Perfect. Blessed. Moriah.
Let my prayer word sound be as the ancients. Now we get to know as we study the glory of His Majesty, the B-I-B-L-E here from the Torah direct instructions. We know in Exodus chapter 30, the great worship chapter, it points out one of the items in the pattern of the tabernacle, and that's the altar, the golden altar of Aishans. Two altars, altar in the outer court, the brazen altar. Feet as brass burnt in the fire. Get it? And then in the church or in the tent, we have the golden altar of Aishans. In the New Covenant, we have the prayers and the praise of the saints likened to the Aishans. But here, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, he's saying, let my prayer be as Aishans. In Exodus chapter 30, we find the ganabus, the ganabusum, bosom, besom in the Hebrew, the gana, the reed, besom, the sweet reed. We have the cannabis both in the ingredient as one of the ingredients in the aishans that is to be offered by the anointed and the anointed ones. And also we find the cannabis, the ganabusum, the sweet cane. We also have that in the ingredient for the anointing, the Messiah, the Messiahing oil, the anointing oil. So when Dawid says, let my prayer be as Aishans, he's explaining the literal. He is praying word, sound, and power, but obviously either he doesn't have Aishans or let it be as Aishans, or he's not in a place where he can offer Aishans, namely in the holy place, the tabernacle, the sanctuary. So he's saying, let my prayer, word, sound, and power be as an Aishans. So the Aishans is a symbol of prayer and praise, Isis, right, when we look at the allegorical sense. But actually the offering of it is twofold, the two truths, right, the inner and the outer. You just want the inner, not the outer, the outer, not the inner, the fullness, fulfillment. So here, let's rise up here with a little reasoning, right, as we get into this particular interesting chapter, this chapter here. And we don't study this, as I mentioned even before. I'm not studying this because we want to raise up the physical temple of Jerusalem again, as some of the Yehudi or some of the Jews do, or want to get into the Hebrew butcher shop, chop, chop. But to be mature, we have to understand that I and our ancestors, in rising from low degrees, from the fall to the higher degree, in the iritical, the spiritual, psycho-spiritual evolution. Yes, evolution is a word. In the proper context, yes, we do evolve from the low degree or no standing to a good standing, understanding, overstanding. So here, look a bit on the burnt offerings, according to the metaphysics of the burnt offerings right here. Yes, I get here. Right.
Perfect. Blessed.
Moriah. Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Okay, so here. Shalom, Chavarim. We ride up right here. We're still in the metaphysics of sacrifice. So if you haven't heard the part one, definitely check out the part one. But here. Shema'uli. Hear me. Shema'a Yisrael. Here, picking up on the burnt offerings, according to the metaphysics of sacrifice, the burnt offerings. Now, the burnt offerings, the key word here for burnt offerings, when we study HaTorah, right, when we study the Torah, we have the key word for burnt offerings. Let's just do this right here, brothers and sisters. Here, this is the part two of the metaphysics of sacrifice, right? And to sacrifice as a verb, zabach. The sacrifice as a noun, the victim or the act, is the zebach.
Now here we're looking at the word burnt, right? The word burnt and offerings. The word burnt, offerings. So let's look at the burnt offerings here. The first mention of burnt offerings we have, according to the KJV translation, is in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, and it says, And Noah builded an altar LaYahweh, to Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. So here, it says, Vayiben Noach Mizbeach LaYahweh. ויקח מכל הבהמה הטהורה ומכל העוף הטהורה ויעל עולות במזבח. So the word here in the plural sense, offering, is the olot. We have ola in the singular sense, and in the plural sense we have olot. Olot. So it's important to understand what we're speaking about here. So we have Ola, right, from the H5930, Ola. Ola is in the BDB defined as whole burnt offering, but an Ola is itself an ascent. An Ola is an ascent, like a going up, is like a stairway or steps is also an Ola. Now, Ola is, as a part of speech, Hebraically, is a noun feminine. Right? And so here we have the Ola, the feminine active participle of the H5927. The H5927 is the Allah, as a verb, Allah, Allah. It's not Allah, but Allah. It's an Ayn, not an Aleph, Allah, right? Which means to go up, to ascend, to climb. So this idea of going up, to ascend, to climb, and it's in various related meanings right here, but the basic meaning is to ascend, right, intransitively, right, or be high, to be high, as we have Elyon, the most high, Elyon, from the Allah root, right, also in the active sense, to mount up. As we mentioned, there's a great variety of Hebraic senses, primary and secondary, literally and figuratively in the Hebrew two truths. But here, Ola is a step. Collectively, Olot is stairs, as the sense of ascending. But when we have it here in the scripts relating to the Zebach or sacrifices, we usually have it as a holocaust. A holocaust from the Latin, because the burnt offering was completely consumed, right? As going up, the sense of it is going up in smoke, the going up. So the going up of that offering, the fire, right, the smoke is going up, the smoke is ascending. So the sense of the Ola and the Olot is that holocaust offering going up in smoke. KJV translates this, usually this primary root word, as ascent, burnt offering in the Zebach sacrifice sense, elsewhere as go up to. Like when we make Aliyah, even in pilgrimage, Aliyah, when we go up to. All right, now there's another converse sense, we'll touch on that as well. Right, when we look at the two, you know, truths there. But here, let's write up on this with the burnt offerings, just to put that into context. As we mentioned already, the first mention in the scripture was Noah. He built a Mizbeach to Jehovah. But note this with Noah. This is before Moshe's Torah, or the Torah, the revelation to Moshe. Noah, he knew the difference between the clean and the unclean animals. So that means that there was ancient knowledge. In fact, even when people say, well, how did Moshe write this? Because the ancient ones had fragments and had books. But the books were like, we would call it today, were like, you know, we say like, not like a big book, but were like some scrolls. And based on those ancient scrolls from the patriarchs, we'll prove that elsewhere as we get into a little more of the details, get into some critical reading of the Hebrew and proper interpretation so we can see the context of the writers. But here, Noah, he knew the difference between the clean beast, right, and unclean beast. Even we have Abram, Jehovah saying of Abraham, he shall keep my statutes and my laws. So wait, there was already from ancient time, from the very beginning, what happened was that humanity fell. Thus we have the Gan Eden, the Adam Wahawa, Adam and Eve, that whole scenario right there. But here says, and Jehovah smelled a sweet savor, and Jehovah said. So when Jehovah, when that offering, that holocaust, Olah, Olot, when it went up, it ascended. So metaphysically speaking, what's the connection of the burnt offerings, right, the Olot of the bullocks and sheep? The burnt offering, the Olot of the bullocks and sheep on the Mizbeach, on the place of Zebach, sacrifice, it represents the transmutation of the phi cycle, the physical forces, to the next higher plane of action. When we're speaking about the four states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, and plasma, this is a process of body refinement that pertains to those who follow Adonenu, our master, Robenu, and our rabbi, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the resurrection, that follow the Son of Man, right, in the resurrection. Have you not heard, have you not read concerning the Son of Man, right, in the, I think it says regeneration. I think that's how it was brought forward in the scripture in Matthew chapter 10, Slika, chapter 19, verse 28. Matthew chapter 19, 28. What a year, what a year, what a year. Matthew, Mateo, 19, 28. And Yeshua said to them, verily, truth, amen, I say to you, that ye, that y'all, who have followed me, who have followed I, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit, when Yesolij, and from what I heard, what is Matthew said in that interview, I thought I heard him say Yesolij. This is often translated sometimes as mortal, but actually it means Son of Man or humanity, the human being. So Yeshua says, verily, truly, I say to you, to y'all, that ye, y'all who have followed I, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, kabodo, kavodo, ye y'all also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Yisrael, the 12 tribes of Israel. So even in the scripture, we have this link to what the metaphysical teaching is speaking about, following Yeshua in the regeneration. So note Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. So the Mizbeach, the altar, right? We touched on Noah and the altar that he had builded while you've been, you know, he builded an altar. What is the Mizbeach, the place of Zebach? The Mizbeach, it represents the place in consciousness, according to the metaphysics, right? The Hebrew metaphysics, the HD, the Hebrew definition, the second of the two truths. The Mizbeach, it represents the place, the makom, the spot in consciousness where we are willing to give up the lower to the higher, the lesser for the greater, the personal to the impersonal, the animal, right, the animal to the spiritual, to the eretical, the life forces of those living in generation flow to the generative center in the body. We're speaking about the sexual centers in the body, right? It says right here, the life forces of those living in generation. We didn't say regeneration, but in generation, in birth. First birth, it flows to the generative center in the body and are spent. We spend those forces in our genitals, our genitive area, where we spend in the material. This brings death, right, mote, moot, right, death to the body. When through a sincere desire for the things, the things, for things spiritual, when through sincere desire for the things spiritual, irritical man, the human being lifts his mind, his aimro, his mind, lifting the mind, right? Lifting up our heads, right? In that sense, lifts his mind. There is a complete reversal of these life forces. Instead of a downward flow, the downward flow of generation, the downward flow, the currents, the currents, they start toward the heart. They start toward the heart and a process of body rejuvenation begins. So the currents in generation, they go down. But in regeneration, right, the current starts toward the heart, heartical. And remember, the heart is the midst of the three and three. The heart chakra is the heart is the midst of the three lower chakras, the three upper chakras. Check out the Hebrew metaphor of the menorah, right, of the menorah, of the lampstand, falsely called candlesticks, but the lampstand. So instead of a downward flow, the currents start toward the heart, and a process of body rejuvenation begins. Then there is rejoicing. There's joy in the man, in the human being. And he sings praises, Isis, La Yahuwah, Hallelujah. This is represented by, quote, singing with loud instruments to Jehovah that we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 13 to 27. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 13 to 27, where we find singing with loud instruments to Jehovah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. When this blessed Yitabarakeh Baruch, when this blessed realization of the regeneration, being born again, the regeneration comes into consciousness, the voices of men are heard by Ha'adon, by Adonai, and their prayers ascend like the Aishin's offering. Their prayers ascend like the sweet Aishin's, and their prayers are sweet. Their prayers ascend. Their prayers aliyah, even to Shemaimah, to Shemaim, to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. When we, I and I, have faith, Belohim, in Elohim, the true good, the true God, right, give us a teaching of his divine majesty. And the ways of Haruach, the ways of the Irit, the ways of the Spirit, we, I and I, are willing to give up all our material pleasures. And this is what it means when I and I say the carnal mind. I and I not want no carnal mind. So we give up that carnal mind, thereby giving up the material pleasures. If the key is that if, even in Leviticus it begins if, it doesn't mean that we become like some nutty ascetics in that sense. No, there's a time and a season. If such be the instruction of the inner guide, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Ayla Arit, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, Elohim, HaRuach HaKadosh, Holy Spirit, this is a point that is also symbolized by the sacrifices that we have even in HaTorah, that we have even here in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, Sefer Vayikra, and he called the handbook of the priest, Leviticus, the Orit Zel Lewawiyah. This is a point that is also symbolized by the sacrifices. Learn to read the sign language. Take heed to the pattern recognition. So often referred to in the history and through the mystery of the Bnei Yisrael and in the scriptures. So this is the point right here. When we have faith, Amen, amen, imnet, emuna, admitting as true the hymenote in Elohim, in Ekziavihah, the stain of the good, the generous Ab, in Hakados, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, and the ways of Ruach, of Irit, iritically speaking, of the Spirit, we are willing to give up all material pleasures if such be the instruction of the inner guide. Like in due time and due season, there's seasons where we, you know, like what it says, see that you come not at your wives, you know, those 3 days, even in the wilderness of the children of Israel. That was that instruction that was given by Moshe from Jehovah, but the principle remains the same right here. If we have faith in Elohim and the ways of the Irit, we are willing to give up all our material pleasures, the aspect of our carnal mind, if such be the instruction, the inner guide, the Isla Irit, the Memphis Kedus. This is a point that is also symbolized, right, according to the allegorical interpretation of that which in the first advent, we could say the first manifestation to the sons of Israel was an object lesson. So using the phi cycle to bring home, even in the Brit Chadasha, the metaphysical by a new and a living way that He has consecrated for us, right, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. So this is a point that is also symbolized by the sacrifices so often referred to in the history and through the mystery, mistatir, the Hebrew word, that which is hidden, right, the mystery of the B'nai Yisrael, and particularly here, Shema'uli, Shema'a Yisrael, especially here in the handbook of the priesthood, here in the Sefer Wayikra, the Orit Zeh Lewawiyan, here in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, called Leviticus. And this here, building on the metaphysics. Yes, I take heed, see that you do all things according to the pattern. Recognize the pattern from the phi cycle to the metaphysical. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. This is Ra'as Yadin, here. And I approve of this message. Good news.
Keep up the teaching of His Majesty, for we know what the devil philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
Yes. Stay tuned. Get into the grind on Psalm 69. Gonna grind the M-Hard grind on Psalm 69. Coming forward. But right here, after the metaphysics right here, like to, you know, test I knowledge right here for this sabbatical study right here, the fifth and sixth aliyah, Likul Batalawa.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. And here we are at the fifth aliyah. Here we are at the fifth aliyah right here, at this particular verse right here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the fifth aliyah, the Chamishi aliyah, verse 14, the consecrations, fifth item, the offerings, fifth item, Chamishi. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering. And Aharon u'Benayo, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for a sin offering. Vayagesha etapara ha chataat vayisamok. Why smoke Aharon u'Benayo et yideihem ala rosh para ha-chataat. And he slew it, and Moshe took Hadam, the blood, and put it upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, round about with his finger, and purified HaMizbeach, the altar, and poured Hadam, the blood, at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it.
and he took all the fat chalev that was upon the inwards and the caul above, the liver and the two kidneys and their fat, and Moshe burnt it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aharonu Benayu, Aaron and his sons, laid their hands upon the rosh, the ras, the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moshe sprinkled Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moshe burnt the head, the ras, the rosh, and the pieces, and the chalev, the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moshe burnt the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aharonu Benayu, Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the rosh, the head of the ram, the ram, the ram. And here at the 23rd, at this 23rd verse right here, here we're at this 23rd verse right here, and at this 23rd verse right here, we have, actually at the 22nd verse, make the connection here, 22nd verse right here, we have the Sheshi. We have the Sheshi, or the sixth aliyah for this Shabbat Tzal. Wayakreb etaha ayilaha sheni ayil. Eyelaha mialuima we isa meku. Aharonu Benayu eta yidehem al rosh ha ayil. And he brought the other ram, the second ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head, the ras, the head of the ram. Why yisameku Aharonu Benayu eta yidehem al rosh ha'ayir. Consecration, the sixth item, the blood, hadam, applied. Verse 23. And he slew it, and Moshe took hadam, the blood of it, and put it upon the tip of Aharon's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aharon's sons, and Moshe put of Hadam the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled Hadam the blood upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he took the chalev, the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inwards and the caul above, the liver and the two kidneys and their fat and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, he took one unleavened cake and a cake of oiled bread and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled. Verse 27. And he put all upon Aharon's hands and upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And Moshe took them from off their hands and burnt them on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savor. It is an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering. Lifnei Yahuwah. For of the ram of consecration, it was Moshe's part, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe.
Inside the wave offering. What's the wave offering? What's the connection of the wave offering and the sign of the cross? The wave offering in the Old Testament, the sign of the cross in the New. Yes, I. take heed to the pattern. So here, make it right up.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong.
So here, let's give a first ear here to today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 69. Now, we go into the fullness, comparing, contrasting the world Amharic side by side with the KJV and some very, very interesting nuances. Hear this. So Psalm 69 grind coming forward. We've got like 18 minutes where we're going to grace period. So those listening in the blog talk live stream, either check out the Rastafari student on the YouTube or call in. Yes, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Got like 17 minutes right now. So here. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Here, Psalm 69.
Waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I have become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fastings, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from my servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad. And your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.
Yes. So here, Let's go to the capella, the acapella right here, the acapella of this, some Hebrew highlights right here. Keep everything line upon line, precept upon precept. You know, you done know.
Yes, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord,
Farai. So here Hebrew.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
Psalm 69.
Mizmor Samechtet Lamnatseyah Al Shoshanim LeDavid. Shoshanim LeDavid. Shoshanim LeDavid. Shoshanim LeDavid. Shoshanim LeDavid.
Save me, O God. God. God.
Hoshi'eni Elohim. Elohim. Elohim.
For the waters are coming unto my soul. My soul. My soul. My soul.
Kiva umayim ad nafesh. 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 Nafesh.
I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from my servant. For I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw an eye unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat. And in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. 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 Dwell therein.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakang ramawi rasatar madani alam tina isteling the coast nagast.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 69. We have so much here in today's Daily Psalm, 36 verses. Also, take heed to the pattern recognition, right? There's enough that's packed in today's Daily Psalm. And in the Brit Chadash, the New Testament times, they knew this. So this is for all the New Testament Christian hypocrites. You know, that'd be speaking about, you know, against the Old Testament, because we find enough quotes and references, right, to Yeshua and the other Yehudim, the other Judahites, the other black Jews right here. We have 69 and 9, where it says, for the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. In John chapter 2, verse 17, and his disciples, the Talmudim, Talmudav, Talmudayo, his Dekamez Amore, his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house, Beit Tekah, thy bait, has eaten me up, that she has eaten me up. Here we have Psalm 69, that was 69, and actually 69 and was it 69 and 9 right there also. And the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. Just to give one an overview of some of the Old Testament quotes here in the New Testament, Romans chapter 15, verse 3. For even Moshiach, Christos, pleaseth not himself, the Messiah, the anointed one, and the anointed ones please not themselves, but it's because the anointed one of anointed ones please not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me, fell on I. And as we go through it, verse 21, about giving I and I gall for my meal, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. This is also brought out in the crucifixion of the Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus Yenazaretu, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Furthermore, we have the part where it says, let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their, make their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and make their loins continually to shake. Why does Dawid say this? So the context here, David saith in Romans chapter 11, 119 and 110. In Romans 11 and 9 and 10, it says, and David saith, where? Here in today's Daily Psalm, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened, unilluminated, that they may not see, seen, sight, and bow down their back always. Interesting here, bow down their back always. This is brought out in the Royal Amharic. And there's other verses right here, went through a fuller fold. But let's just go on right here. We have like 5 minutes, y'all, to call in. And today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 69, this is a quick overview right here, where it says, let their habitation be desolate. Those who persecute I and I, make none, no one dwell in their tents. We have this brought out in Matthew chapter 23, 38, Luke 13, 35, and Acts chapter 1, verses 16 and verse 20. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, that the Ila Iris, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas Iscariot. For it is written in the book of Psalms, make his habitation be desolate, and make no man dwell there. Then we have verse 28, make them be blotted out of the book of the living. Chan. And this is followed in Philippians 4 and 3, whose names are written. So we have those written. But it's interesting here, it says be blotted out of the book of the living, as though it was written there. And then it's like, uh-oh, you know, got to blot it out, right? Revelation 3, 5, Revelation 13, 8, Revelation 17, 8, Revelation 20, verse 12 and verse 15, Revelation 21, 27, Revelation 22 and 19. So why are the Psalms, according to the royal order, important? Well, see it there. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, here, here. Make me ride up, ride up. We're going to ride up the royal Amharic. First, we're going to hear the dub version, Abraham Chebude, right? And then we're going to go through verse by verse after this. We're going to grind on Psalm 69.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay. Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. Call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny but it's true. Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور 68 بقنف 69 لمزمران علقا بملكتوج يداويت مزمور عبيتو وهات كنفسي درسو بنيال لنادني بطلق رقرق طلق مقوام يام يلني ودطلق بحر قباه ما قبل ما ستمي بچوهت دكتو قرور رويم سللة አምላኬን ስጠብቅ አይኖቼ ፈዘዙ በከንቱ የሚጠሉኝ ተራስ ጠጉሬ በዙ በአመጽ የሚያሳድዱኝ ጠላቶቼ በረቱ በዚያን ጊዜ ያልቀማሁትን መለሱ አቤቱ አንተ ስንፍናዬን ታውቃለህ ኃጢአቴም ካንተ አልተሰወረ አቤቱ የሰራዊት አምላክ ተስፋ የሚያደርጉህ በእኔ አይፈሩ የእስራኤል አምላክ ሆይ የሚሹህ በእኔ አይነወሩ ስለ አንተ ስድብን ታግሻለሁና እፍረትም ፊቴን ሸፍናለችና ለወንድሞቼ እንደሌላ ለእናቴ ልጆችም እንደ እንግዳ ሆንኩባቸው የቤትህ ቅንዓት በልታኛለችና የሚሰድቡህ ስድብ በላይ ወድቋልና ነፍሴን በጦም አስመረርኳት ለስድብም ሆነብኝ ማቅ ለበሱ ምሳሌም ሆንሁላችሁ በደጅ የሚቀመጡ በእኔ ይጫወታሉ ወይን የሚጠጡ እኔን ይዘፍናሉ አቤቱ በመልካሙ ጊዜ ጸሎቴ ወደ አንተ ነው አቤቱ በምሕረትህ ብዛት በማዳንህም እውነት አድምጠኝ እንዳይውጠኝ ከረግረግ አውጣኝ ከሚጠሉኝና ከጥልቅ ውሃ አስጥለኝ የውሃው ማዕበል አያስጥመኝ ጥልቁም አይዋጠኝ ጉድጓድም አፉን በእኔ ላይ አይዝጋ አቤቱ ምሕረትህ መልካም ናትና ስማኝ እንደ ርኅራሄም ብዛት ወደ እኔ ተመልከት ከባሪያህም ፊትህን አትሰውር ተጨንቅ ያለሁና ፈጥነህ አድምጠኝ ነፍሴን ተመልክተህ ተቤዣ ስለ ጠላቶቼም አድነኝ አንተ ስድቤን እፍረቴንም ነውሬንም ታውቃለህ የሚያስጨንቁኝ ሁሉ በፊትህ ናቸው ነፍሴ ስድብንና ሐሳርን ታገሰች አስተዛዛኝም ተመኘው አላገኘሁም የሚያጽናናኝም አጥ ለመብሌ ሐሞት ሰጡኝ ለጥማቴም ሆምጣጥ ያጠጡኝ
ማዕዳቾ በፊታቾ ለወጥመት ለፍዳ ለእንቅፋት ሆነባቾ አይኖቻቾ እንዳያዩ ይጨልሙ ጀርባቾ ዘወትር ይቁብ ማአትህን በላቾ አፍስስ የቁጣ መቅሰፍት ያገኛቾ ማደሪያቾ በረሃት ሁን በድንኳናቸውም የሚቀመጥ አይገኝ አንተ የቀሰፈውን እነርሱ አሳደዋልና በቁስሌም ላይ ጥዝጣዝ የጨመሩብኝ በኃጢአታቸው ላይ ኃጢአትን ጨምርባቸው በጽድቅህም አይግቡ ከሕያዋን መጽሐፍ ይደምሰሱ ከጻድቃንም ጋር አይጻፉ እኔ ችግረኛና ቁስለኛ ነኝ አቤቱ የፊትህ መድኃኒት ይቀበለኝ የእግዚአብሔርን ስም በዝማሬ አመሰግናለሁ በምስጋናም ከፍ ከፍ አደርጋለሁ አንድና ጥፍር ካበቀለ ከእንቦሳ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ ያሰኘዋል ችግረኞች ያያሉ ደስ ሲሚላቸው እግዚአብሔርን ፈልጉ ሕያዋንም ሁኑ እግዚአብሔር ችግረኞችን ሰምቷልና እስረኞቹንም አልናቀምና ሰማይና ምድር ባህርም በርሷም የሚንቀሳቀሱ ሁሉ ያመሰግኑታል እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን ያድናታልና የይሁዳንም ከተማ ይሰራልና በዚያም ይቀመጣሉ ይወርሷትማል የባሪያዎቹ ዘር ይኖርባታል ስሙንም የሚወዱ በዚያ ይቀመጣሉ መዝሙር 69 በቅንፍ 7 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ለመታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እኔን ለማዳን ተመልከት አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን የሚሽዋት ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም ክፉንም የሚመክሩብኝ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይፈሩም እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሽው ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጊዬም አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ
The covenant is supported.
supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, here we have today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Selsa, Cement, Begins with Selsa, Zetain, Le Mezemarana Leka, The Melchatoch, Dawit, Mezmor. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, here we have Psalm 69, Mezmore. Psalm of chant of Isis of Dawid, Mezmore, Dawid, Silsa, 60, Cement, Silsa, Cement, 68, but Kent Wist, but Kent Wist. But here, 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 in the parentheses, according to the Metzach Kedus of Negus Neges, and here we're reading and chanting and rising up this chant from the Mezmore Dawid, Psalms of David, Negus Dawid, known in Ethiopic as the Psalms of David, the Chants of Isis of David, here from the Parallel Bible Version, containing in one volume both the 1611 AD English KJV and the Ethiopian Negus Neges, the King of Kings, 1961 AD Amharic text, originally published by Moa Anbesa Zem Negeda Yehuda, the Lion of Judah Hath Prevailed. Gormawi Kamawi Hadassalase, His Imperial Majesty Hadassalase, I, Elect of God, Siyume Gaziavia, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, Negus Neges, Ze Ethiopia. Here, here, the HIM Bible version that we call the HSV, Haile Selassie version, and the KJV, King James version, side by side, with introduction, annotation, and commentary by I, Ras Yadinos Teferi I, Yadin. Yes, I. This is a special Jubilee printing from 2011 by LOJ, the Lion of Judah Society, College Press. So here, 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 for today's daily psalm. Get a copy, get a copy. Yes, I, but here, here, Gevir. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, or Chant Isis of David. In the ancient point, in this psalm was 68, Silsa Cement. But here, the Kintwist in His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, in parentheses, corresponding with today's numbering, the Kintwist, Silsa Zetain, Psalm 69. So here, here, the superscription, the subtype, or some call the title. Now in the Hebrew, this is the first verse, a little small type before verse 1, and here it reads, Le mezemran aleka, mezemran, link with zemere, 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 in the Amharic come from the Ethiopic roots. In the Hebrew we say zamar, 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 to chant, to intonate, chant Isis, and I say praises Isis. Le mezemran, the chanters, the Isises, Le mezemran aleka, 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 the chief musician, the chief of the chanters of the Isises. Be melekatoch, be melekatoch, meleket, trumpet, melekatoch, trumpets, be melekatoch, by way of, on, in, by way of trumpets, be melekatoch, ye Dawit, of David, ye of Dawit, David, mezmor. So here, here in both the title and in the superscription of today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, that's the G'ez, that's the G'ez construct, Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, and here also we have the Amharic construction, yeah, of Dawit, of David Mezmore. So G'ez, Mezmore Dawit, Amarinya, yeah, Dawit Mezmore, Psalm of David. So here in the English from the KJV, so here we have the HSV, Haile Selassie version, and the KJV side by side. So may Guy and I ride up right here to the chief musician upon, up on Shoshanim, Shoshanim. Now here, here, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the chant, the Isis, the daily psalm, previously we had Psalm 80. Mezmore Dawit, Mezmor Samanya. And also there we had the Be Melekatoch, Bamarinya, and Be Glizenya. We had a Shoshanim, a Shushan, Shoshan, Shoshan Psalm. So here, here, here. We have a footnote here in the Mezmore Dawit in the Parallel Bible text published by the LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society. Here says the Hebrew Tehillim next to Shoshanim that you find in the English superscription. The Hebrew Tehillim, Tehillim, Tehillim from the Halal, the Hillel, Halal root, like the Elota, the Elota, Halel, Hillel, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, to Yah, to He Who Be. So here in the Hebrew, the Psalms refer to as the Tehillim or the praises. The Hebrew Tehillim as the KJV that reads here as Shoshanim, Shoshanim, Shushan, Shoshan, trumpet, lilies, lilies, implying here, according to its second type, so literally it is lilies. But here, according to the second of the two Hebraic and the Hebraicism, the Hebrew, the two truths, as we have brought out in the HSC, Haile Selassie version, and in the Royal Amharic, the Lusana Nugusa Neges, the language of the King of Kings, we have in the Amharic, trumpets, here rendered as Meleketoch, Meleket, trumpet, Meleketoch. Now, for more, here on Shoshanim, refer to I9 footnotes, the reasonments to the 45th Psalm, and to Shushan Edut, Shushan, Shushan Edut, of the 60th, of the 60th Psalm's title, the 60th Psalm's title and superscription for more on Shoshanim, lilies, Shoshanim, trumpets. Here in the KJV, it has from the Hebrew translation, the Masoretic, it says, of Dawit. Now, in the Bibles, you have a psalm. In the better Bibles, it's italicized. A psalm is italicized because in the Hebrew, it is not there. It basically says, of David or to David, for David lit Dawid. So to the chief musician, to the chief of the chanters, up on the trumpets, by way of trumpets, the Meleketoch, Hebrew, Shoshanim, of David, yeah, Dawid, Mezmor, of David, a chant, Isis, Isis, I. Yeah. Mekai and I begin, Besam Av, Wawelit, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu Amlak, Inin Jamralin, in Jamralin, I and I begin. Here, Kuter And, verse 1. Avetu, Waha Iskanafse, Derso Binyalina, Adnain. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in to soul, in to soul. So here, just a little note on I and I, as Rastafari, I and I read to pick sense out of nonsense. First of all, the unto, we don't chant when we're chanting eyes is to, we don't say not to, it's confusion. So here it says, save me, O God, for the waters are come in to. In the English, you have my, but the my, interesting that in the English, the my right there is italicized. So if we read it more according to how it's supposed to be read, even from the English, save me, O God, for the waters are come in to soul, into psyche, into soul, coming from the Hebrew, but here, side by side, KJV, HSV, Haile Selassie version, Abetu, 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 my father is father, here bringing out the Amharic etymology as father of the house, Abetu, Abetu, for, O God, Abetu, Wuha, 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 water, Wuha, Wuha, Wuha iska nese, wuha, water iska to, towards, reaching to, the sense of reaching to, nese, nese, my soul, my psyche, to she, my soul, my psyche, derso, derso, having reached, so towards, right, my soul, derso, having reached, derrese, binyalina, against, reaching, having reached against me. Having reached against me. So the waters to, towards, to my soul, reaching against me. The sense of, for the waters are come in to soul. For the waters are, the water, literally water in the singular sense, waha, water, iska nefse, darso binyalina. For the waters, waters to my psyche, having reached against me, adnain, 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 save I, make I dehna, denna, save I, make I well. Denne Adnain. From Dehna, Denna, like Denna Xavier Meskin. Kutaran Abetu. Wuha Wodenefse Dorso Binyalina Adnain. Kutar Kutar Hulet. Verse 2. Betelika regrega telekuhu. Me kwamiyama yelinyang. Wodet lika bahir gebahu. Ma ibelinema asatemeng. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Betilik, tilik, tilik, deep, tilik, reg, 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 reg. Here, reg, 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 marsh, marshy, like a slump, as a noun, swampy, boggy, dirt, marsh, mire, morass, plash, quagmire, sloth, swamp. So here we have the idea of a marsh, like a wetland that is dominated by herbaceous rather than woody plant species, if we get into the details. But here, betilik, in a deep marsh. Betilika regrega telekahu, telekahu, teleka, teleka, as a verb, was deep, divided, be profound, to dive, to dip. So telekahu, telekahu, where it says, I sink, bring out the idea, I sink into deep mire, into a marsh. Betelika regrega telekahu, telekahu, telekahu. Here, bringing out the verb like I went deep, telekahu, right? Underwater, the sense of under, submerged, sank, right? Or in the second of the true Afro-Semitic truth, right? The second of the two truths, right? Literally and figuratively was reflective. I was reflective, like deep, telekahu. I was deep into, I was deep, I was reflective, I was thoughtful. Reflective, thoughtful, betilika regrega telekuhu. I sink in deep maya. Mekwamiya, mekwamiya, mekwamiya. Here, very interesting, in the Hebrew we have makom, makom, and it's a shared Afro-Semitic root. Here we have mekwamiya, mekwamiya, standing and standing and standing. Mekwamiya, like makom, spot. Like also in a sense, in the heart, the makom would be like a parking space. The makom in the Hebrew is the spot, that place, like the makom where the Hashem sets his name. But here, mekwamiyam yelenyam, where no standing. Or the idea even here, Hebraically, where there is no makom, where there is no place. As when Yaakov recognized that he who be who he be, that Hashem was in that place, as the place where he sets his name. Here, mekwamiyam, and standing, yelenyam, yelenyam. Yelenyam, there was not for me any standing. But tilik regrega tilikhu mekwamiyam yelenyam water tilik towards a deep tilik 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 bahir towards deep bahir. Now bahir here brings out the sense of like the sea, right? Towards deep sea, like towards a deep sea. Gebahu, gebahu. I am come in, I've entered in, gebahu, gebau, gebau, gebahu, gebau. Water to lick bahir gebau. Ma'ibelim, ma'ibel, ma'ibelim. The waves, like the waves of the water, the waves, ma'ibel, ma'ibel, ma'ibelim, and the waves of the water. As temen, as temen, ma'ibelim, as temen, as temen. Here the English says, where the floods, ma'ibel, ma'ibel, ma'ibelim, the waves, like the waves of the flood, like a flood tends to have waves, like waves that roll, like rolling waves, ma'ibelim, and the ma'ibel, asa temen. As temen, here from the Amharic, seteme, 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 seteme is like to go under, to be like bogged down, sank, drown. The sense is usually what I was drowned, not just sinking, but drown, or in a sense, the founder, like the found, like flounder in that sense. But ma'ibelim asa temen, where the waters or the floods or the waves drowned me. The waves are drowning me. Asa temen, the waves are drowning I. But ilik regrega telekohu mekwamiyam yelenyam wodet ilik bahir gebau. Ma'ibelim asa temen. Here, kuter, kuter, source, verse 3. Vechuheta dekemuhu gororye selel. I'm like in sitevik ainoche fazezu. Englishenya, I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. Bechuhet, bechuhet, choh, choh, choh. Here the English says crying. I'm weary of my crying. Bechuhet dekemuhu, dekemu, dekemu. Bechuhet dekemuhu. I am weary, dekemet, dekemet, to be weary, like worn out, dekemet, tired. I was tired, bechuhet, bechuhet, chuhet. Chuhet is not crying, a boo-hoo-hoo cry, but I am weary of my shouting, out, of weary of my shouting, right? Bechuhet, bechuhet, dekemuhu. Gurori, guroro, guroro, throat, guroro, here pointed as guroro, my gurori, gurori, my throat, guroyim, and my throat. In the archaic Lisan and Negus Neges construction, Guroye, Selele, 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 to crack, like to scout out or to reconner, like reconnaissance, in that sense, right? But in the verbal sense here, Selele was thin, was lame, the sense of became paralyzed. In the first of the two, we say the Afro-Semitic truths, each word has like a literal, like a more like an outer type, a natural type, a physical, and then an inner type. We could say allegorical, metaphysical, metaphorical type. Here, to reconnaissance, like reconnaissance, to spy, spied out, to spy out. But here, the sense right here is gororim, and my throat, selele, 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 was thin, was lame. And it was bechuheta dekemuhu. I am tired from my shouting out, from my shouting. Bechuhet guroye, and my throat selele, and my throat was thin, was lame. My throat became paralyzed. I was tired. You know, my throat is dried. KJV brings it out. Guroye selele, yes, was dried, but here the Royal Amharic brings out why. It's like it was paralyzed, become tired of shouting. Amlakin, Amlak source, corresponding with God in sense of Amlakin. Amlaki, my God, my source, Amlakin, and my God, my source, Sitebik, while I wait for my God, for my source, Ainoche, my eyes, Fezezu, my eyes, KJV says, fail, Fezezu, they became blurry, Ainoche, Fezezu, my eyes, they became Fezezu, bleary, was numb, a sense of was in a stupor, was glassy, was dazed. It also sends bringing out from the Amharic, like steered, became dull. But here, seemed to look intently of the eye. The seeming to look intently of the eye. I know che fezezu. What was deadened, unfeeling, without sensation. It's almost like when one's eyes glazed over. I know che fezezu. Eyes glazed over, without sensation, frozen. Became in a trance. My eyes became like in a trance. If you're talking to somebody and they go off in like a mind state and their eyes like this daze over or glaze over, right? The eyes, also the sense of become blurry. Just bringing out the sense here in source, the chuheta de kemuhu, groyema selele. I'm like in a sitabic, I know che, fezezu. Kutar arat, verse 4. The kentu yemiya telunya, karaseya tegura bezu, be amet. Yemia yasa de dunya telatoche beretu. Bezian gizeya yala kemahutina meselahu. Melesahu. And taking up. Bekentu yemia telun karase tegora bezu. Be ametza yemiasa de dunya telatoche beretu. Bezian gizeya yala kemahutina melesahu. They that hate me, that hate I, without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, destroy I, being, mine enemies wrongfully are mighty. Then I restored that I took not away. Bekentu, kentu, say in vain, vanity, the word kentu, vain, vanity. Bekentu, vainly, in vanity, for nothingness. Yemi telun, those who hate me, yemi telun. Karase, from my head, from my ras, karase, tegur, here, in the archaic, the son and the goose and the guest, here, bezu, karase, from my head, rase, tegur, the hairs of my head, bezu, they increase, bezu, they increase more than the hairs of my head, bekentu, yemiat, elun, those who hate me in vain, hate I in vain, karase, tegur, bezu, became more than the tegur of my ras, karase, tegur, bezu, be amet, is often brought out as a rebellion, amet, rebelliously, yemiya sadedun, my telatoche, beretu, Be'amet, in rebellion, so you say lawlessly, Yemiya sadedun, those who sedadeh, the root here is sedadeh, who get off, they who get off me, in the sense like they squeeze the pus from, they obtrude. The sense here is like they send, they let go, they obtrude, the sense is like they repudiate, they dispatch. To break that into this word, sedadeh, we have sent, like to send, right? But in another sense, in the regular sending, like to let go, right? Obtrude, right? The sense of farther, like further in that sense. Push, quit, repudiate, send, transmit, dispatch. Here we get to the root here now, shoot. They who shoot I, right? They who shot I, they who strike, struck I. The sense is often brought out as like persecute, thus in the phrase where it says right here, they that would destroy me, my enemies wrongfully are mighty. This phrase here by Amet Yemi Yasadedun, those who rebelliously like shoot at me, persecute me, let go, like let off, ones like let off. And when somebody says they let off, he let off against me, right? Shout at me, persecute me, Be Amet, lawlessly, right? Telatoche. So my enemies who persecute me, the sense of like shoot, strike at me, right, go at me lawlessly, beretu. So here we have berete as the root, berete. What is berete? Right, berete. So here, or actually the sense of berta. So here, Beretu, they, Bereta, they pitch in, breaking down the word. They were in good shape. Bereta, we said Bereta, like be strong. He said be strong, Bereta, Bereta. You know, Bereta, Bereta. Was succeeded through difficulties, but here the senses became strong. They overpowered. They overpowered. Also the sense of like recovered, right? We said be strong. We use this in that sense, gain strength. But here in this context, my enemies, my haters, right? My haters are mighty, or my haters, they overpower. They overpower me. They keep gaining strength in their lawless activities against I. Amet ayem yasa dedun telatoche beretu. Bezian gize. Bezian gize. In that time. Bezian gize. Yalak emahutin melesuhu. And in that time, yalak emahut. Yalak emahut. That which I did not steal, in that sense. That which I did not take, but in the sense of stealing. So here we get like the false, the sense of false, accusation. Right? You get a sense of false accusation. That which I did not rob. Yalik emahutin. That which I did not rob, I did not take by force, I did not grab, you know, depreciate, pillage, rob, spoil, ran off with, took hold of, by might, snatch. That which I did not snatch. But ziyan gizeh yalik emahutin, melesehu, melesehu. I restored, or I returned. So they gave false accusation against I, so I had to pay for that which I did not do. The sense right here in Kutar Arat. Bekentu yami teluina karase tegur bezu. Be ametza yami asa dedunga telatoche beretu. Be ziyan gizeh yalik emahutina, melesehu. Kutar Amis, verse 5. Abetu, Abetu, Ante, Sinifinayin, Taukale, Khatiatim, Kaante, Kaante, Ala Tesawara, Ala Tesawara, A Tesawara, Tesawara. Abetu, O Father's Father, Father of the house, Ab of the Bay, Abetu, Abetu, here for the O God, Father, Father, O Father, Father of the house, Abetu. Ante, the I male, speaking ante, you male, ante, sinfanayin, sinfanayin, my foolishness, sinfanayin, my being sinneth, my sinfanayin, taukale, taukale, thou knowest, the I knowest my foolishness, avirtu, khatiyate, and my sin, my uckery, my lack, my khatiyat, khatiyate, khatiyate, ka ante, ka from ante, from the I, al tesawara, al tesawara, al tesawara, is not hidden, is not hidden, machatiyat, is not hidden from thine eyes. Kutar sadist, verse 6, abirtu, yesarawit amlak, tesla yemiyadargu, bene aiferu, yesrael amlakoi, yemishuh, bene ainawaru, let make not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not, make not those that seek thee, the eye be confounded for my sake. O God of Israel, O God of Israel, Abetu, our father's father, father of the house, Abetu, Yesarawit Amlak, the source of the laborers, the source of the workers brought out here as the host or even the army, Abetu, Yesarawit Amlak, O Father, our father, the source of the army, source of the workers, the laborers, Tesla, Tesla, hope, expectation, Tesla, Yemiya Dargu, Yemiya Dargu, Yemiya Dargu, those who do, the sense of, like, say, hoping is like to do Tesla, do expect, right? We bring it out in English, do expect here. Sense is, make not those that wait or that hope, sense of Tesla, have expectation, Tesla, Yemiya Dargu, those who expect you, who have hope, expectation in you, in the I, benne, be inne, by way of inne, inne, the pronoun for I, inne, be inne, by way of I, in I, aiferu, aiferu, aiferu. Here the sense of do not be ashamed, right? Do not be in fear, do not be ashamed because of me. Be ashamed for my sake. Ye Israel amlakoi, ye of Israel, here Israel of Israel, amlak. Source of Israel, hoi, hoi, the sense of oh, calling out to one by name. Yisrael amlakoi, oh, source of Israel. Yemishu, yemishu, shu, to seek, yemishu, seek, they who seek, they who seek. Yemishu, yemishu, those who seek, the I, male, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, bene, bene, in I, by way of I know, neweru, I neweru. I neweru care. The King James Version says, make not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, for I sake. Here we have neweru, neweru, I neweru, I neweru. Now this right here is somewhat of an archaic, it's like a gutters So there's much within the Negusa Negesa Targum, right, within the King of Kings, the King of Kings version translation, where it has archaic, right? This is like an archaic sense right here. Yenuwara Targum, Soa Bemet Agize, Tek Amacha, Tenisato Yemi Nagero. Bringing out the sense right here, simply put, because there's more to today's psalm of shame, but here's like an archaic never to shame, like a kind of a shame, confounding shame. Don't make them be confounded for my sake. Avertu. Yesarawit amlak tesla yemiyadargu bene aiferu. Yesral amlako yemishu bene aineweru. Don't make them be confounded. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Sila ante sidbina. Taga shalahuna ifretima fitena. Shefna lechina. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. Sila ante, because of the eye. Sidib is reproach, but sidib can also, in a sense, be brought out like, let's say, against exiavio, against the righteous, like blasphemy. Tagashalahuna. Tagash. A sense of tagash, like patience. Tagese. Tagashalahuna. Right? For I was patient, right? Because, right, of the eye, right? You know, because of the eye, I was patient with a sidib. I was patient with insult, like verbal insult, blasphemy, reproach. Ifret here, type of shame, ifretim, and shame, fitain, shefna lechina, has covered, right, she, ifret, has covered, fitain, my face, my perspective, kutar cement, verse 8, le, wendemoche, in the leila, le, inate, lejochim, in the ingida, honuhu bacho, I am become a stranger to my brethren, and an alien to my mother's children. Le Wendemoche, Wendemoche brothers, Wendemoche brothers or brethren. Le Wendemoche to my brethren or for my brethren. Inda Layla, Inda like as Layla, like a Layla, Layla, Layla here, Layla like another, Layla other, right? Like a stranger, the sense brought out in translation. Le Inate, Inat, mother, Inate, my mother. Le Inate, Lejoch. For my mother's children, le nate le jochim, and for my mother's children, inda like ingida, like ingida. Now here, ingida, right, in a modern sense, is like a guest, like a kind of a guest, entertaining strangers, like say a guest, right? But here in the Lisana Negusa Neges, here brings out the sense of the translation, like an alien, ingida, like a stranger, like somebody come visit from far, you know where they're from, whatever, like ingida there, yeah. So inda ingida honahu. Hon, to be honohu, hone, to be honohu, I became honohu bacho, I became against them like a alien, like a stranger. Le wendemoche in the leila, le natea le jochim in the ingida honohu bacho. Kutar zeten, verse 9. Ye beite, kinaata, belata nyalechina, yemia sedabuhim, sidit belayea wedko alina, for the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Ye beite of beite, the I house beite, ye beite kinat, the zeal, this also can be brought out in translation, or quote, slight mistranslation, but often as zeal, the same word as zeal or jealousy, we like to bring out a sense of jealousy. Ye beite kinat bela tanya lechina. Belatanya lechna she, the zeal of the eye bait, ye baitik in the art, belatanya lechna, she has eaten I up, yemiya said the buhim, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen up on I, yemiya said the buhim, sidib, belaye above I, wedko alina. Has fallen, or in a sense failed, but fallen upon I. Kutar Aser, verse 10. Nefse betzom asa mereruhu at le sidbin honebin. When I wept and chastened, my soul was fasting. That was to my reproach. So here, even the psalm here, reason for the season. Here, kutar Aser, nefse, my psyche, betzom, fasting. Betzom, by way of fasting, or even in the fasting seat. Betzom, asa mererhu at, was embittered,
right, embittered her, was embittered. My soul, she was caused to be embittered, right? Here it says, when I wept, then there's italicized and chastened my soul with fasting. When I wept, but merere. Here the root of asa mererehu, asa mererehu, I was caught, asa mererehu at, taste bitter, be sour, was bittered, was caused to be bittered in the fasting season, my soul, my psyche, my feelings, my emotion. She was bittered in fasting. Lesidbin. And for sidib, for reproach, for sidib, for insult, injury, lesidbin, honne bin, and became against I sidib. That was to my reproach. Kutarasara ant. Mak, lebesuhu. Misaleim, honohulacho. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. I literally became allegorical, figurative to them. Mak, sackcloth, mak, lebesu, mak, lebesu, mak, lebesu. I dressed, lebeset, to dress, lebesu, I dressed in mak, in sackcloth. Misale, a proverb, misale, a parable, misale, a likeness, misale, like figuratively speaking, misale, and a misale, or in the scriptural sense, a proverb, a parable, honohu, I became lacho, honohu, lacho, instead of we had honohu, bacho, against them, honohu, lacho, I became for them a misale, mak, lebesu. Misale hona hulacho kuta asra hulet, verse 12. Bedej, yemiyek emetu, beinne, ye chawetalu, wine, yemitetu, inen, ye zefnalu. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. Here, bedej, in the gate, as is dej azmach, command of the gate. Some say door, but there's a different word. We could say amharikali, but here, bedej, yemik emetu, they who sit at the gate, the entrances, you know, the gates of the city, the gates of the town, bedej, yemik emetu, they that sit in the gate, Benne, against I, upon I, yichawetalu. Now, yichawetalu, chawet, this is an interesting word right here, as well, brothers and sisters. Very, very important psalm. Some archaic or rare expressions, but definitely expressions to be learned. So here we go through this. Chawet, we have chawet to be chewa. Let's get to the root right here. And also chewata. Chewata, interesting word. It can mean conversation. Let's break it down right here, just briefly right here. Chewa, right? Get to chewa. Chewa, in the modern sense, can be like urbane. Chewa is an adjective, is like well-mannered, well-bred, well-behaved, cultured, mannerly, a person well-behaved. That part of the root right there. But then we have the sense of chewata, which some might bring out as play. But it can also mean like they conversate, right, in like a well-mannered way against I. Right, they play a game, but they speak against I in like a playful kind of a sense, right? Well, manly, but playfully. It's like conversationally, but then we have chawata, right? Chawata, which is like a game in a sense of play, sport. So the sense is they speak against I, but they sport against I. Bedej, yemik emetu, beene, yichawetalu. Wine, yemitetu, wine, yemitetu, those who drink wine, the drinkers of wine. Inane, I, and the drinkers of wine, I myself, zefnalu, they sing. Now here there's a difference between, as we seek to bring out, there's a difference between zemre in mezmur, right, and to like sing in other senses, to sing a song. So here, right, we have zefne as the root right here, zefne. Zefne is to sing, to dance, to utter musical sounds, but here's like more secular songs, you know, not like chanting Isis. So the drunkards, those who drink wine, right, I become their song. They sing I. They sing about I. Wine yemitetu inain yizefnalu. Here, kutar asra sauce. Avetu. Be melkamu gize mfelotea woda antenum. Avetu. Be mihirete bizat be madanehim eunet adimtang. But as for me, my prayer to them, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation, Abirtu, I father's father, father's house, be melkamu gize, melkamu, melkam good, be melkamu gize, in a good time,
in an acceptable time, a good time, it's elote, my prayer, whether toward ante, no, is towards the eye, and the eye alone is towards the eye, whether ante, it is for the eye, it's to the eye, avirtu, I father, O father of the house, be mehirete, mehiret, mercy, be mehirete, in thy mercy, bizat, bizat, the multitude, the nothingness, be mehirete, bizat, in the multitude of thy mercy, be mehirete, bizat, be madanehim, be madane him, madan, madan, salvation, madane, thy salvation, be madane, in thy salvation, be madane him, and in thy salvation, eunet, eunet, truth, in the truth of thy salvation, adimten, 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 pay attention to say, here I, but be attentive to what I and I are saying. Kudasra rat, endai, karegreng, Karegrega out ein. Kamiat elunina. Kat elikauha. Asit eleng. Deliver me out of the mire. So here, returning to the original ideas here in today's daily psalm. Deliver I out of the mire. And make I not sink. Make I be delivered from them that hate I. And out of deep waters. And dayut ein. Karegrega out ein. Kamiat elunina. From those, from them, from the regrega, from the maya, the marsh, outine, deliver, cause me to come out, outine, so that I do not sink, so that it does not sink me, so the situation will sink me, and I would tang, so it doesn't sink, I can regrega outine, kamiyat alunna, from those who hate I, and na, and katilika waha, and in from the deep water, asit eleng, asteleng. This word right here, rare, archaic sense, asteleng, ka tilika wuha. So here the phrase is ka meet alun na, ka meet alun, those from those who hate I, from those who hate I in na, and ka meet alun na, ka tilika deep wuha, deep water, ka tilika wuha, asteleng. Here from astelele, to give shelter to. Sense is give shelter to shelter I, to shelter I, sense here, the archaic sense here, to shelter I from my haters and from the deep water. And let's overstand, you say, the two truths of this right here, allegorically, metaphysically. Verse 15, Chavarin. Ye wuhawa my bella, ye mi yasa temen, tilkuma ayawa teng. Good Guadima Afuna Benelai Aizga. Here verse 15. Make not the water flood overflow I, neither let make the deep swallow me up. Make not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Here Kutasra Amis. Ye wuhawa ma'ibel, and of the water ma'ibel is the waves, and the waves of the water, ayasat emeng. Don't let them set emeng. Ayasat emeng. Don't make them drown, overflow the sense of sink, I drown, I tilkum, and the deep, ayawateng. And the deep, don't let it don't let it swallow, I tilkum, ayawateng. Gudguad, a pit, gudguadim, and the pit, afun, his mouth, and the pit, the mouth, gudguadim, afun, benelai, against I, aizga, and let not the pit, here, the bringing out, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me, kutrasara siddis, verse 16, abetu, mihirete, melkam natina, semain, in the rechrachehim, bizata, warene, temelket, hear me, O Lord, Abirtu, our father's father, father of the house, for thy loving kindness, good. Turn to me, turn to I, according to the multitude of thy, the I, tender mercies. Abirtu, our father, his father, father of the house, Abirtu. Mihirete, the I, male mercy, Mihirete, thy mercy. Melkam, natina, Mihirete, thy male mercy, Abirtu, our father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Abirtu. Mihirete, the I, male mercy, Melkam, good, natina, Melkam, not. She is good. Abetu mihirete, the eye mercy, melkam natina, for she is good. For the eye male mercy, she is good. Simany. Here I, in the richrache him, in the like richrache. And like, right, or here, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, richrach, richru, richrach, richrache him.
ancient, it's ancient, we say Gutta's term, here, enough archaic, Amharic and Ethiopic in Negusinegesta Torgum, in His Majesty Bible, the King of Kings Bible, in the Rech Rachehim, Bizat, the Bizat, and as enoughness, the multitude of thy Rech Rach, Rech Ru, thy mercy, what a inne to me, to I, to Melket, to pay attention, apply, be applicative to I, what a inne to Melket, aver to Meherete, Melkam natina, Tsimang, in the Rihrahehim, Bizata, what a inne to Melket, Kutarasra Sabat, Kabariahim, Fitehina, Atasur, Te Tenek Alhuna, Fetne, Adimtang, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me, hear I speedily, Kabariahim, from thy Baria, Kabariahim, Fitehin, thy face, thy perspective, Atisuer, don't hide. Techenke Aluhuna, Techenke, for I am in anxiety, in tights and straits, in anxiety, the sense here brought out trouble, but tights, chinket, anxiety, Bechenke Aluhuna, Fetneh, the eye, speedily, the eye, Fetneh, Adimtain, pay attention. I said, here I, there's two senses of here is like, pay attention, listen diligently, pay attention to I. Kuta Asara Cement, verse 18, Nefsena, Temelikte, Te Bejat, Silet Alatoche, Adinain, draw nigh to my soul, redeem it, deliver me because of my enemies. Nefsein, my soul, my Nefse, Temelikte, Te Bejat. Here it says, draw nigh, Temel, see to my soul, the same sense of temelket, but in the sense of here, nefsin, temelikate, you paying attention to her, you paying attention, you being applicative to her, te bejat, save, or the sense of redeem, beja, te bejat, redeem her, not redeem it, but redeem her, nefse, my soul, my psyche, sila, because of telatoche, because of my haters, my enemies, ad name. Save I, cause I to be dehna, save. Kuter asra zetenante, sidbein ifrete nima, nore nima, taukale, yemiyasa chenkunna, hulua besite, nacho. Thou has known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor, mine adversaries, all before thee. Ante, the I, sidbein, my reproach, ifrete. My shame, no re nim, ante sidbein ifrete nim, no re nim, taukale, the eye knows, taukale, yemiyasach en kun, and those who cause eye anxiety, straightness, tightness, constriction, yemiyasach en kun, hulu, all of them, hulu, all, yemiyasach en kun, hulu, befite, in the eye presence, before the eye, nacho, they are, kutal haya, verse 20, nese, Sidbina Khasarina Tagesech Asa te Zazanyima Temenyuhu Alagenyuhu Yemiyat Nananyima Atahu. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Nefse Sidbina Khasarina Tagesech Asa te zazanyima te menyuhu alagenyuhu yemiyat nananyim atahu kutala hayaan le mebleya hamota setun le tematema homotateya atetun. They gave me also gall for my meat or for my edible thing. Meble for my meat, for the edible. It's not saying flesh, it's saying that which is edible. They gave me also gall for my meal. Le mebleya hamota setun. And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Le temate, my thirst, le temate. And for my thirst, homtate atetun. Sometimes homtate in Amhar can be also in a more archaic, homtate. Le temate ma homtate atetun. Kutela Hayahulet, verse 22. My dacho befitacho alewet meda lefeda le inkafata tehuna pacho. Make their table become a sneer before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Now here, as the Zionite trod, here
Let's read it again without the italics, and here we'll bring out the force of the truer translation. Let their table become a snare before them, and for welfare, a trap. For welfare, a trap. For their fearing well, a trap. Ma'idacho, ma'id, 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 ma'ida, ma'idacho, and their table, befitacho, in their presence, lewet med, a sneer. Lefida, lefida, le inikfata, tehun bacho. So here it brings out the sense of their farewell, like fida, like their judgment, for their judgment in kafat, right? Let it be like a trap. Let it be a trap. Their so-called welfare, they're doing, they're faring well, let that be a trap for that. Ma'idacho, befitacho, lewetmet, lefida, le inikfat, inkafata, tehun bacho, kuta, higher source. Aino chacho, ina dayayua, yit elmu, jerbacho, wima, zawatera, yigwebit. Yigwebit, make their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins, the loins are not the groin, the loins are the small of the back, the groins are the front, the loins are the back, make their loins continually, itinually to shake. Aino chacho, their eyes, and dayayu, so it does not see, yichelmu, let them become chelema, darkened, yichelmu, jerbacho wim, and their backs, zawater, always, continually, yigwebit, here it's like be bent. Like almost a hunchback, be bent over, their backs continually be bent over. Kuter Haya Ara 24. Me atih belayacho afsis. Ye kuta mekasaftima yagnyacho. Pour out thine indignation up on them and make thy wrathful anger take hold upon them. Here we have the Ethiopic me'at, the me'at. The me'at, right? Me'at is like anger, like a judgment of the source, right? The indignation right here, me'atih, the eye's indignation, me'atih, me'atihin, the eye male's indignation, me'atihin, belayacho, belayacho, up on them, afsis, 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 like pouring, feseset, to pour, yekwita, and the eye anger, mekasefit. Make sefit, like the chastisement and chastisement of thy anger, yagnyacho, take hold of them in a sense of find them, yagnyacho, like the sense of find them, ma'atihina belayacho, afesis, yekuta, make sefitim, yagnyacho, kuter, haya, amis, maderyacho, aberreha, tihuna, be dina, kwanochacho, wima, yemiak, emeta, Yemiyak emeta, I gain. Make their habitation be desolate. Let none dwell in their tents. Maderiacho, their maderia, their dwelling, their habitation. Berreha tuhun. Maybe like a desert, right? Bedin kwano chacho wim, and their tents, yemiyak emet, one to sit, I gain. Let there be none found to sit in their tents. Kuter haya sidis. Ante, yek esefa hawin, enarsu, asadid dewalina. Be kweslaim lai tizat azeya chemerubin, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten. They persecute him whom the eye has smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou, the eye, has wounded. Ante, the eye self, speaking to he would be, yek esefaho, the one who you have smitten or chastised, yek esefaho win, and nursu, they themselves, Asad the Dawalina, they persecute the one who you has chastised. Bequeslame, and my wound, Quesel, and my wound, Bequeslame, what lie? And they talk to the grief of those whom thou has wounded. Right? Here is something a little bit different. Here in the KJV, here the sense is they, like or those out there. Now here in verse 26, according to Roland Hark, it brings it more home. Bequislaim lie. Kusle, kusul. Here is like wound, and my wound, and against upon my wound. Like you have a wound, and somebody like presses on that wound, so to say. Bequislaim lie, and against my wound is aze. So when it says they talk to the grief, they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Here, Bequislaim lie, is Isaiah Chemeru bin. Chemeru, they chemere, increase against me. So the sense here is I, not those, but Bequislaim lie, and upon my wound, is Isaiah from Tezet. Tezet is like when something smarts, like my the sting,
right? The sting, the tinge, the throbbing, the hurt, like the sharp pain. When you say something smart in the sense of pain, it's a sharp pain. The sense, the active sense, as we have, is Isaiah, my throbbing with pain, and against my wound, upon my wound, throbbing with pain, chamerubin, they increase the pain, like somebody knows you hurt the, and they pressing down on that hurt spot. This is what it brings out right here. But with slim line, is Isaiah, chamerubin. Kutel asara, slika, kutel haya, 20 haya sabat and 7, kutel haya sabat, 27, verse 27. Be chat yatacho lai chat yatin chemer pacho. Be sidkehim ayigbu. Here it says, verse 27, add iniquity to their iniquity. Add actually in the Amharic, add upon their sin, upon their uckery, fukri, upon their uckery, be chat yatacho. Lie upon their uckery, chatiatin, chatiat. Add up to their uckery. Chemer bacho. Add it. Bez it kehim, ayigbu. And let them not come into thy righteousness. Bez it keh, sidik, righteousness. Bez it keh, thy righteousness. Bez it kehim, and into thy righteousness, to say into thy innocency. Right, into thy non-guilty. Don't let them enter in. Kuter haya cement, verse 28. Kahiyawana metzafa, ye demsesu. Kaz adkanim agarra aitzafu. Make them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. Ka hiyawan, the living ones. Hiyawan here is somewhat like to the Hebrew, the chayim. Ka hiyawan, the living ones, metzaf. So the book of the living, the book of life, the sefer ha-chayi. Ka hiyawan metzaf. Yedem sesu. Let them be demesese, like blotted out. Which implies that they might have been written in the book, but now their names are blotted out of the book. Megayin I reason. But here, kuter haya cement, kah yawan metzafa yedem sesu. Kaz arikanim gar, tzarikan, the righteous ones, the innocent ones, the tzarikan, kaz arikanim gar, and with the righteous, aizafu, and not be written with the righteous, kaz arikanim gar, aizafu, make them not be written with the righteous. Kuter haya zeteng. 29, verse 29. Ine chigrenya na kweslenya nenya avetu yefite medahanit ye kebeleng. But I, poor and sorrowful, make thy salvation, oh, Abiertu, oh, Father, oh, Abba, the bait. Set I up on high, I, chigrenya. We say chigrenya, no problem, but chigrenya. Like to say poor, right, or trouble, but in the sense of poor. Ine chigrenya na, kuslenya neng. I am poor and quistle. Remember quistle in the previous verse 26. Bekusle, is azeh amarubin, and upon my wound, right, they increase the pain, like they put pressure on my wound, right. Here in verse 29, ine I chigrenya na, I poor and kuslenya, and a wounded neng, I am ine chigrenya na kuslenya neng abetu yefite. Medchanit, salvation, dehnanes, being dehna, wellness, being safe, being well, being saved. Yefite, of thy presence, of thy male face. Yefite, medchanit, the salvation. Here it says the salvation of your face, and this is, we don't see this here brought out in the English translation. It just says, may thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. Bamarinya Nugus Neges Targum in the King of Kings Bible says, Yefite of your face, of your presence, your perspective, of your face, medhanit. Yefite medhanit, the salvation of your face. Here calling to mind the priestly Baraka Barake. Yefite medhanit. Yikabalain, Yikabalain. So here we have Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, Yikabalain. Let it receive. Let the salvation, may the salvation of your face, may he receive I. So here, Kedus Selassie, HaShalush, HaKadosh, the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Here, Yefite Medchanit, Yikabalain. And may the salvation, saving, savior of thy presence, the salvation of thy face, may it Kabbalah I, Yikabalain, Kabbalain. So here the Kabbalah sense, the Kabbalah, Yikabalain. Like receive, receive, and receiving, in that sense of receiving I, welcoming I, receiving I. Kuter Salasa, Salasa, verse 30, Salasa. Yeg ziavirina sim abezamare, amesegnalo. Then miskanam kef kef adargewalo. Verse 30. Kuta Salasa, I will praise. Eyes is the name of God, of a Gaziar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab Father, with a song. And will magnify him with thanksgiving. Yeah, a Gaziavi Herin Sim. The Sim. When we speak about the Hashem in the Hebrew, the Shem in the Hebrew is a Sim in them heart, the name. Yeah, a Gaziavi Herin Sim, and the name of a Gaziavi Her sustainer, Bezamare, in a chant, I the Zamare, related to Mezmor, Zemre, Bezamare, Bezamare, Amesegnalo. Amesegnalo, I will thank, I will praise the name of Exiavihir Bezamare for chant for Isis. Exiavihirin Sim Bezamare Amesegnalo Be Miskana Be Miskana 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 thanks and praise. Miskana thanks, also praise. Be Miskanam and in Miskana, Miskana, thanksgiving, here brought out in the, from the Hebrew sense of the Torah, Torah, right, Tawada, Torah, to say thanks, also to say praise. Here in the Royal Amharic, the word is Miskana. Be Miskanam, Miskana, Be Miskanam, and in thanksgiving, Be Miskanam, Kef Kef, hi, hi, Adar Gewalo, I will magnify, the sense of I will big him up. I will big him up. I will big up Egziavihir with Miskana. Ben Miskanam kef kef adar gewalo. Ye Egziavihirin nasimma bezamare amesignalo. Ben Miskanam kef kef adar gewalo. Kuter Salasa and verse 31. Kendina tifur ka bekele ka ambosa yilik Egziavihirin tes yasenyawal. This also. Also shall please, speaking of this, also shall please Exiavihir sustainer better. In other words, my praising the name of Exiavihir with a chant with Isis and I magnifying, bigging him up with Misgana, this also shall please Exiavihir better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Kendina horn and tefer, tefer, like nails to say hoofs. Ka bekele. Ka bekele, ka ambosa yilik, ka bekele, ka ambosa, the sense of the ox and the bullock, the offering, yilik, more so, Exiavihirin, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Exiavihirin, des, yasenyawal, des, happiness, yasenyawal, will please, the sense of making him happy, right, will accompany him, we get into the inner sense of it, but simply put, this will please Exiavihir better than an ox or a bullock, an ox and a bullock, right, that have horns and hoofs. Kuter Salasa Hulet, verse 32. Chigrenyo Chiyayalu Desilachua Exiavihirin Exiavihirin Felku Hiyawanim Hunu. The humble shall see this and be glad. The humble shall see, be glad. And your heart shall live that seek Egziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Chigrenyoch, Chigrenyoch, remember Chigrenya, poor, Chigrenya, troubled. Chigrenyoch, the poor, the needy, the poor and troubled. Chigrenyoch, 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 Yayalu, Yayalu, they shall see. Des, happy, joy, happy, Yilachual, and they shall rejoice. Des Yilachual, Egziavihirin, the sustainer. Felgu, 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 seek Exiavihir, seek the sustainer, seek Exiavihir, the good, the generous Ab. Hiyawanim, Hiyawan, Hiyawan, living ones, the Chayim, Hiyawanim, and living ones, Hunu, become living ones. Here, very interesting verse, Salasa, Salasa, Hulet, Chigrenyoch, the poor needy, Chigrenyoch, Yayalu, they shall see, Desilachual, and be happy, Exiavihirinna, Felugu, seek the sustainer, Hiyawanim, Hunu, and be, and become living ones. Kuter, Salasa, source, verse 33, Exiavihirra, Chigrenyochina, Sem, Sem, Toalina,
Isarenyochunim Al Nakemina Al Nakemina. For Exiavi to sustain a heareth the poor, the Chigrenyoch, the trouble, the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Isarenyochu. Exiavia Chigrenyochin. Semto Alina, Exiavia having already heard, for he having already heard the Chigrenyoch, the poor and the troubled, Exiavia Chigrenyochin, Semto Alina, Isrenyochunim, and the prisoners, those who are bound up, the bound ones, Isrenyochunim, Alnakemina, Alnakemina, for he does not, Alnakemina, does not despise them, Kuter Salasa, Arat, Semayina midura bahirima beerswama yamina kesan kesa hulua yamesegan nutal. May the heaven, make the heaven and the earth praise Isis and the seas and everything and everything that moveth therein. Semai, heaven, and na and midr and earth. Semayina midr, heaven and earth, bahirim and the sea. Beerswam and in her erswa. And in her, the Erswam, and in her, Yamina Kesak S, Yamin Kesak S, Yamin Kesak S, that which moveth, the moving things and all, the moving things in her, Hulu, and all the moving things in her, the Erswam, Yamina Kesak S, Hulu, Yameseganu Tal, Yameseganu, let them make them praise Ta. Tal, Yameseganu Tal, make them praise Isis him. Samayana Midir Bahirim Beraswam Yamina Kesakesa Hulu Yameseganu Tal. Kuter Salasa Amist. Verse 35. Exiavihir Sionina Yadanatalina Ye Yehudanim Katamocha Yisaralina Beziyama Yikemetalu. Ye warsu atamal, for Exiavihir, the sustainer, will save Zion, Tzion, and will build the cities of Yehuda, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. Exiavihir, the sustainer, Exiavihir, Tzionin, Zion, Yadanat Talina, he will save her, for he will save her. For he will save her. Exiavihir will save Tzion. Exiavihir, Tzionin, Yadanat Talina. Ye Yehudanim, ye of Yehuda, of Judah, ye Yehudanim, and of Judah, Katamoch, the cities of Judah, Yisaralina, for he builds, in that sense, before he will build the cities of Yehuda, ye Yehudanim, Katamoch, Yisaralina, Beziyam, and there they will be seated up, there they will dwell, the sense of also there they will be enthroned, but there they will dwell, there they will be seated up, beziyam yikemet alu, yewarsu atamal, and they will inherit, yewarsu atamalina, they will inherit her. Exiabihets yonina yadnatalina, ye Yehudanim katamochi saralina, beziyama yikemet alu, yewarsu atamal, kuter salasa sidis, ye bariawochu zerra yinoru batal, simunim yemiya wedudu, beziya yikemet alu. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Ye bariawochu, baria, servant, pseudonymously translated as slave, but servant, ye bariawochu, and of his servants, ye of bariawochu, his servants, zer, seed, or the race of his servants, ye bariawochu, zer, ye noru, they will dwell, batal, in her, not in it, but in her, ye bariawochu, zer, ye noru, batal, simunim, simu, his name, we say Shemo in the Hebrew here, Royal Amharic, simunim, and his name, ye mi wedudu, from wedede, or Rastafari say wedada, those who love, simunim, ye mi wedudu, bezia, theya, yikemet alo, simunim, ye mi wedudu, bezia, yikemet alo. And those who love, and they who love wadada, yemi wadudu, those who wadada, yemi wadudu, simu, the Hashem, his name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Those who love his name, Bezia, Veya, Yikemet, Alo, there they will be seated. There they will be enthroned. There they will dwell. Yabar Yawochu, Zer, Yinoru Batal. Simunim, Yemi Weddu, Bezia, Yikemet, Al, 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 Yikemet, Al,
Yes, 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 the grind on the Amharic, the Malahat Selassie Bible Psalm. Psalm 69, yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, and join I and I, Shah willing for the After the Shabbat podcast, the RSS number 25 for Shabbat Sal, for Sendet Izazacho, for Sabbath Command them, yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, fraternal greetings, Tena Yistelim.